Imagine a country where jobs are plentiful and families can get ahead. A country where veterans are treated with dignity and respect. A country so powerful, terrorism is in retreat. Our families safe. A country run by a leader whose career was built on success. A leader who isn't beholden to special interests, but to the people themselves. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Blog Talk Radio.
Do you find yourself constantly in some type of drama, whether it's in your professional or personal life? Are you constantly arguing, pissed off at people, and cursing people out on Facebook or Twitter? Or are you blowing up on people for little or no reason at all? Do you struggle with your relationships? Are you having a hard time getting, feeling, or just expressing love? Do you keep attracting the same type of mofos into your life over and over again? Do you want to learn how to make it in real, healthy, mature ways and have relationships with people that are unconditionally loving and honest instead of being full of lies, deception, hurt, pain, and drama? Well, you're in the right place. The Heart and Soul Radio Show is led by Diana Trinity Nieves and Ralphie Tattoo Perez. These co-facilitators are dedicated to educating, motivating, and inspiring others to connect more deeply with themselves and with others to live a full and authentic life. Tattoo and Trinity will discuss ways how you can cultivate and maintain a healthy relationship with all parts of yourself, your spirit, your mind, your feelings, and your body in very practical and fun ways. You'll even discover how to communicate more effectively, to create emotionally intimate relationships while protecting your boundaries in healthy, mature ways. Tattoo and Trinity will talk about ways you can incorporate your spiritual life into your work, your family, and life in general, while all the time making it real. Yeah. So stay tuned, and during the last half of the show, there'll be a Q&A session where you can call in and speak your mind, open your heart, free your soul, or just get that answer to your burning question. So ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the Heart and Soul Radio Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Heart and Soul Show. My name is Diana Trinity Nieves.
How you doing, everybody? This is Ralphie Perez, Tattoo X-Men. What's going on?
Hi. Hey. So this week, we are going to be talking about relationship insanity. What? What?
Yep. Are we going in? Oh, Lord.
We are going in. So what's the definition of insanity, Ralphie?
Well, the one I like and the one I like to, when I work with the kids, I always tell them what Einstein said. Insanity is when you keep doing the exact same thing over and over again and expect different results. That's what Einstein said. And you know what? I agree with him. How about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with him completely. And, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, relationship insanity. You know, I know I have said and heard many people say, well, why do I keep attracting the same person over and over again? Oh, my God, this is happening to me again. Why?
Just, he or she is just like the last one.
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. Right. And what it comes down to is we, I have been guilty of this in my past, have attracted the same type of person over and over again because of our beliefs and what we believe about relationships and what we believe about ourselves. We can only attract what we think about ourselves and what we feel about ourselves and what we think and feel about other people.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you keep picking, and you can't, you know, stop being surprised or behooved or like, you know, woe is me, what's going on? I keep getting these guys or I keep getting these women that are hurting me. But you're choosing them. You're choosing them, and you're attracting the same people because there's so many things to look at, you know. Trin, set the pace because I can go on forever, and I want to give you a chance to talk. So I'm not going to cut you off, so all right, go ahead.
That was the last show. Anyway, so let's focus on that. You know, our relationships are based on our conscious and unconscious beliefs. Well, what do I mean by that? So I used to have a belief that, you know, I'm not good enough. You know, and it wasn't obvious to me. It was something that was deep, deep down inside. But if I were to look at my relationship, all of my relationships mirrored that to me in some way, whether I was treated like I wasn't enough or they showed me in other ways that I was settling because I believed that it wasn't enough.
Can I ask you?
Go ahead.
Where did that belief come from? That your first real loving relationship or what you thought that you were in love? Or where did it come from?
It came from my past. A majority of our relationship beliefs are created before the age of 5. So based on the way, what I learned from my parents, from how they treated each other to the way I was treated by my parents. That's where I got my beliefs from. And, you know, I've said it, you know, before in previous shows, you know, I witnessed domestic violence in my house. And so I was a victim of it from just witnessing it and also experienced, you know, some abuse there myself from both of my parents, whether it was physical abuse or emotional abuse. Now, emotional abuse is very tricky because it's not only what was said, but it's also what wasn't said or done. And I didn't hear, you know, the words, I love you. My parents didn't say it to each other, or, you know, they weren't so free about it, saying it to me. So what does a child want? Love, approval, acceptance. And so I didn't feel that I received that as a child. So that played out in my own relationships. I never thought I was enough. How come nobody loves me? I'm not enough.
I got you. I hear you. I feel you, son.
What about you, Ralphie?
Sticking on that same track that you're on right now. So we're going to go back into little Ralphie's past. Didn't have my father around, so my mom, she was this angry mom that told me she loved me a lot, but it was always putting me down and always comparing me to the man that broke her heart, which was my sperm donor. Call him sperm donor because I didn't know him, so he wasn't really a father. And all she did was always say, you're just like him. You know, and she would say, men ain't shit, and this and that. And so I kind of grew up with that. And, I grew up in a household of women. My mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother, all of them divorced. So there was a pattern there. All of them divorced, all of them angry at men. You know what I'm saying? So there was a pattern there. Who got it? Little Ralphie, right? And so little Ralphie grew up thinking in that a relationship is not supposed to last, you know? Mm-hmm. And to be, and when you see some kind of anything that you just don't like, instead of trying to work through it with the person that you're with, just cut it off. You know what I mean? And that's one of the beliefs, you know. And then a lot of other beliefs came into fact just by going through different relationships and attracting and going with the same kind of person. So I feel you, Kit. I feel you.
Yeah, and you raise a good point. You know, you notice one of them, you know, and you realize that you had others. And,
right,
because we have many beliefs about relationships. They're not just one, you know, because it's a lot of it is not only relationship about relating to someone else, it's about how we relate to ourselves. So whatever we're thinking inside about ourselves, plus whatever we're thinking about relationship, is all being played out in the relationship that you're in. So if, you know, you grew up in an abusive household, you know, there more than likely is the abuse in your relationship if you didn't heal it, if you didn't go in deeply to heal and realize and understand that, you know, you have to heal yourself and have a loving relationship with yourself in order to have a loving relationship with someone else. And there are other kinds of beliefs, like I refer to them as magical beliefs, which a lot of women grow up with because they mirror a lot of beliefs that are also taught to us by our society. I mean, we look at little girls, where are they growing up with? Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and what's the main premise of those stories?
Love.
Love? But what
else? Oh, you lost me. You got me stuck when you said society, because I was going to say that and you took my words.
you could jump in after we finish this thought. But the main premise of those stories are the woman's going to be saved by handsome prince. And really and truly, you know, when we play that out in our relationship, you know, it's not a man that could come and save you from your misery or your unhappiness, and they never do show up. I've heard that many a times. Oh, you know, when is, you know, so-and-so going to come and support me and take care of me?
Right,
you need to do that for yourself. You need to do that for yourself. And that's what I refer to as, you know, the magical belief. Someone's going to come and save me from myself, basically. That's really what's being played out.
All right. That's like a female side, right, a female belief.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk about a male belief that society puts on relationships for men. Oh, my God, there's so many of them. I can go on forever. Let me just pick one. Let me just, like, pick one out of that hat. That, you know, a woman has to be beautiful. You know, a woman, you got to pick a woman that's beautiful. I catch a lot of my male friends, like, have a really good woman in front of them that's digging them and feeling them. But their thing is, oh, no, man, she's a little overweight or she's not pretty enough for this and that. And then they get stuck with this, you know, pretty chick, this pretty woman that's dogging them out and using them. And then, you know, they wind up breaking up and they wonder why. You know what I mean? They wonder what happened. I don't get it. But then all they do is keep looking for another pretty woman after that. And it keeps happening over and over again. What do you think about that one?
No, that's true. And it's not that there is anything wrong with being with someone pretty. I mean, there are different.
Everybody's beautiful.
Everybody's
beautiful, but you got to be able to see that.
Right.
You know?
And I think your point is about having that inner beauty as well.
Right.
And looking not just for the external, we have to look in the internal. And that's same true with women. You know, a lot of women, oh, you know.
I was going to go there, but I was going to let you handle that. I was going to go there.
Well, the external, you know, what kind of car does he drive? How much money is he making? And what is he buying me? You know, that's all external stuff. But can
he's got to be a pretty boy, or he's got to be a bad boy. I need a bad boy, and then they wonder why they get dogged.
Right, exactly. Exactly. and really, as you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, that's the definition of insanity right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you want things, we say we want things. However, we're really not practicing what we're preaching because of those deep beliefs. You know, what is it at the end of the day? You know, I'm looking, staying with the women example, if I'm looking for someone who has this nice car or is making X number of dollars, you know, there's a belief that's inside of me that's saying, oh, I'm looking for this man to support me and save me, instead of going inside and what is that? Where does that belief come from? You know, there's a belief that maybe, perhaps, I don't feel good enough for myself or about myself to be able to stand on my own two feet and do me and be able to have a man who's on equal footing as me, right?
Yeah, 100%. I see with a lot of men, and I mean, I bring it back to myself. I was a mama's boy a long time ago, not just like when I was a boy, but like as a young man. So I was looking for this mother, you know, looking for my mom and my women. And like, if you heard what I said, my mom, you know, she loved me. I know she loved me, but she treated me bad. So I was always looking for a mom and a woman to take care of me. But, you know, what happened was I was choosing women just like my mom, and I was being hurt. And the relationship wasn't lasting. You know, like I was in a relationship for 10 years, and I should have been out of that relationship after the second year because I was so unhappy, but I settled. Because I was scared to move forward, you know. So I settled, and I just took all the shit, you know. And I'm not saying that it was not all the other person's fault. It was my fault too. It takes two to tango. But when we keep picking these same kind of people, you know, let's stop blaming them for the hurt and the pain and the broken relationship. Let's start looking at the mirror. You know, I look at me first, and I don't just jump into anything. Take my time, but we can talk about like how to resolve things at the second half, right? Let's look at more symptoms of what we're doing wrong here as a people.
Right, and just staying with those beliefs, you know, again, we can only attract how we feel about ourselves. So
right.
If you want to see how you feel about yourself. Look at the relationship that you're in. You know,
mm-hmm.
How's that person treating you? If you're having a hard time understanding your own beliefs, look at how that person is treating you. Are you being loved? Are you being appreciated? Are you being having the support? I don't mean being taken care of. Like
emotional
support. But emotional support, right. And do you feel safe enough, comfortable enough, to be completely yourself? That's another indicator, you know. Or are you hiding? You're hiding your true feelings. You're hiding your true thoughts about anything, you know. Or are you wearing a mask in front of that person because you're afraid they're either going to judge you, reject you, or leave you? Right. Or are you on the other side of the spectrum? Are you abusing your partner? And, you know, it's not just the physical, it's the emotional and mental, you know?
Exactly.
Are you playing that role?
Right. Good call, T. Good call. Yeah, I mean, it's not always, it's a two-way street. Like I always say, it takes two to tango. And if your relationship is not working out, and maybe take a look at you. What are you doing? That you know what? Maybe you're antagonizing the oncoming, you know, madness in your relationship. Are you treating this person the way you want to be treated? You know, are you expecting things that you can't do for yourself? You know, but it's the other person can't do it for you. Now you're mad at them. You know what? Do for you. Once you can do you, you'll be able to do somebody else. I know that sounds filthy, but you know what I mean.
That was filthy.
Hold on, let me reword that.
Yo,
what I'm saying is love
you.
We're thinking of somewhere else.
Sorry.
It's a two-way street, and at the same time, if you like, a lot of people are so insecure, and they don't want to try to change and get out of that insecurity that they try to look for people that make them feel good about themselves. For example, I know a lot of men my age. You know, I'm not a young buck, but I know a lot of guys my age that they need to have a very young woman. Like, you know, you're in your 40s and you're going out with somebody in their 20s. And I'm not saying that it's impossible. Don't get me wrong. There's cases that it's very possible. But then I see it all the time, and they're like, oh, we don't got nothing in common. We don't, you know, we can't talk about nothing. She wants to do this or he wants to do that. You know, and there's such a big age difference. Like, you know, what really can you talk about? You know, the sex might be great. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe that person is a trophy for you to make you feel good. I know for a lot of guys, they get a younger woman who's all, you know, body is fresh to death and that beautiful and she's sexy and he's not feeling too good about himself, but this is his trophy. This validates his manhood that I still got it. You know, I'm still the man. I can still pull a young one. You know what I'm saying? But you're moving forward and you're not really happy and you're like, yo, what's going on? So, you know, you don't need a trophy. You need a partner. You know what I mean? I see that all the time. It's kind of bad. I'm not judging. I'm just trying to help.
It's no judgment. No, it's just helping. Right. And you know, just staying along with that, you know, what about having a partner that's on your same level mentally and emotionally? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I guess that's what it comes down to. You know, you're involving men and women. You're involving yourself with someone who is not on the same level with you mentally and emotionally.
Right.
Maybe that is the case. Maybe emotionally you're of that age and want to stay at that age. And, you know, there's going to be a lot that comes with that. That, you know, I've seen getting played out in relationships. Men and women, like you were saying, Ralphie.
Yeah, I mean, like when you can start seeing your partner or the person you're in a relationship with your eyes closed and you can see them clearly, then you're gonna be able to build on something. But if you're only looking at the surface bullshit, the car, the money, the job, or maybe that person has status. Oh well, he's got status, so if he's got status, I got status. You know, or just meant for men and women. If you're looking for that sexy chick, or for the women that are looking for the younger dudes who got the crazy body and the six pack, you know, or a bad boy, and that's all you're getting every time. And you've noticed that you're in your 40s and you keep choosing these people, but you're single and you keep going through relationships and you're not happy. I mean, come on, take a look at it. Take a look at it. That's not the other person. That's you. You know, I mean, like, I've done it. You know, I've done it, and I'm like, now, I mean, I walk with trepidation? Is that a good way to say it? I walk on eggshells, and I take my time, and it works. But, yeah, we got to start looking at ourselves, people, before we start looking at the person in the relationship. And if you keep choosing the same kind of person, then something's wrong. You're going to get the exact same results. You know, like I tell my kids, if you stick your finger in the fire from the left side, it's going to burn. And then you figure if you're going to do it from the other side and you can do it faster, nah, my brother, no, my sisters, it's going to burn. You know, you're burning yourself. So we got to work on that, you know, as a human people or mortals or whatever you want to call ourselves. But
right.
I know I'm guilty of it. Diana said she's guilty of it. She's done it. But we're working on it. Right? And that's the key.
Right.
You're trying
right,
to work
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you brought up a good point. You know, it's about before you're getting into a relationship, you got to know yourself. You got to understand what's inside of you, what's in your mind, what's in your heart, you know, and also take the time to get to know someone. As a society, we just jump into the physical. And then we wonder why, you know, the relationships are turning out the way they are. We didn't take the time to have the conversation, to ask the questions, to spend time with that person as a friend, trying to get to know them first before becoming physically involved, which leads more into the emotional side.
Right.
And, you know, you can speak on the man part. I mean, you know, women are much more open now than they've ever been in the past, and that brings a certain level of liberation and freedom. However, you know, I know for me as a woman, I get emotionally attached. And once I add the physical, that's it. It's a wrap. It's hard for me to disconnect the two as men do. And there are some women that could do it.
Hey, as men do? What is that? I'll start a fight up in the Heart and Soul Show.
Right, exactly. But, you know, we don't spend the time to get to know the person. Then we have this physical relationship. Then there are the emotions. And then we're wondering why I'm all caught up in this relationship, getting hurt. Well, I really didn't get to know the person first. I didn't ask the right questions. I didn't really get to see this person interact with their friends, their family, their job, you know, to really understand who they were before I even got involved. And then I'm wondering, why am I hurt? Why did this person dog me out? Or why did they leave? Why did they this? Why did they that? Well, if you didn't spend the time to really investigate and find out about this person, then you only have yourself to blame.
Right, yeah. I mean, just jumping into or trying to stay in a relationship just because the sex is good doesn't make for happy times. Yeah, the orgasm's great. And you know what? That can happen. Two people are meant physically. They meet physically first, and the physical part is great. And then afterwards, it's like they ain't talking about shit. You know what I mean? And like if you just base your relationship on something like that, and it keeps ending, you know, come on, you're not blind, you're not dumb, you know, and you need to take a look at that. Why are you just fiending for that physical love? Where did that come from? And then, God forbid, you bring children into a relationship that's just physical, what are you going to be teaching that kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It starts the cycle again. And then also, come on, people, give yourself a break. I know so many people, close friends of mine, I've done it before, you know, I break up with Fulana on Monday, and on Tuesday, I'm with this one. You know what I'm saying? And then I break up with this one on Friday of the following week, and I'm with the next chick on the next Monday. I gave myself two breaks. Oh, no, I gave myself time to heal. Stop jumping into the fire. You know, what do you call it? Heal yourself. You know, we do that. Why do we do that? You know, and we know why we do it. Diana, why do we do it? I can tell you. What are we doing?
It's a distraction from looking at the real source of the issue. It's really about spending time alone with yourself to understand yourself, to feel what's going inside of you, and understand what's going inside your head. You know, it's just like anything else. You know, we talked about the ego a few shows ago about how we use different things to distract ourselves, and relationships are another one.
Mm-hmm. Relationships, people, sex, it's another one, you know, and you're just hiding behind your own shit. All right, we're at like a couple seconds before the halfway mark. This is Ralph Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men, and I'm with my co-host,
Diana Trinity Nieves.
Yeah, I think they know our names already by now, right? That's so redundant. But sometimes there's that new person out there, so we gotta, we gotta think about them.
Right.
But we're talking about the insanity of relationships. Why do we keep choosing the same type of people? You know, why do we keep doing this to ourselves and wondering, oh my God, why doesn't it work? Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to listen to a nice song, take a break, enjoy the music, and talk to you in a few seconds.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Heart and Soul Show. My name is Diana Trinity Nieves.
And this is Ralph Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the second half of the show. So you know, the phone lines are open right now, but this show is being actually pre-recorded a couple weeks in advance due to the fact that I'm going to be out recuperating from a procedure that I'm having. So we decided to pre-record a few shows so that way we won't leave an empty slot on a Wednesday. And I know a lot of guys out there, a lot of people listen to the show, so you'll have something to listen to. What you can do, though, is wait till the end of the show, and we give you our email and the way to contact us. And that way you can, if you have any questions or statements about the pre-recorded show, you can send them in. But if you're listening live now, because people are listening, please feel free to call in. The number's 347-826-7650. That's 347-826-7650. Go ahead, Dee, take it.
Yeah, so we're talking about relationship insanity. You know, the why am I attracting the same type of person into my life over and over again?
All the same. They're all the same. I can't take it no more. Why me?
Why me? Why me? So, you know, we were talking about in the first half about our beliefs and how we feel about not only about ourselves but about relationships themselves, and that's why we attract the same type of person over and over again. And, you know, the key piece here is, you know, relationships, people that we're in relationship with are our greatest teachers. And the reason why I say that is because if we can look at that other person and how they treat us, we can see how we feel about ourselves and what we're thinking about those, about relationship in and of itself. So, you know, instead of looking
looking at
that person that you're in relationship with as the bad guy, look at them as a teacher. You know, they're showing you yourself. That's literally it. And all you got to do is take a step back and write down those things that they're showing you. And then after you've written them down, read it. Really read it and let it sink in to see all these things. And you can change them. You know, it doesn't have to be that you using it as a point to judge yourself, to put yourself down. It's about looking at it so that you can heal it, so you could change it, so you can do it, can attract the type of relationship that you want in your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when you find yourself after a relationship and, like, you know, you're alone, give yourself a break. Don't just jump into another relationship. Study what happened in the last one. And if what happened in the last one happened in the one before that, and the same thing happened in the one before that, then that's a big clue. Hello. Then you start looking at the mirror, and you start looking at yourself. And like Diana said, start thinking about why is it the exact same way, you know? If you're just choosing women because they're pretty, and you keep finding yourself after a certain amount of time alone, and you're wondering what's going on, I'm not a bad guy. Maybe you're choosing bad women. And I'm not saying that they're bad people, but they're just not the ones for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And so if we can look at the relationship or the person that we're in relationship as a teacher, you know, we have the opportunity to change. We have the opportunity to shift. And, you know, as I was saying before, write down the things that you are experiencing or seeing in the current relationship that you have. And then start writing down what it is that you want. Because sometimes we don't even know what we want. we think we know what we want. This is a big piece of going inside. Do you even know what you want and how it looks and how it, you know,
how you want it to come to you. And in order for you to get that, you have to be that yourself. A lot of times, you know, I've, you know, with clients, oh, well, I want my partner to be this or that. What example? Like, I'll use a simple one. I want this person to be educated. Okay, that's great. Are you educated? Why are you looking for that person to fulfill that for you? Because that's not going to work, you know? And it goes back to what, you know, we were saying in the first half of the show. You're looking for that status or, you know, something outside of you to fill you. But really, the only way it's going to fill you is if you do it for you and get that for yourself. So if you want that six-figure salary, why don't you get it for yourself? Stop depending on someone else to give that to you.
Right. Exactly. Good point. Good point. Do for you. Do you, and then you'll be able to, you know, find somebody that can do you also. You know what I mean? You'll attract that. We're like magnets. We are magnets. We are what we attract. If you're this dude that's walking around with his pants hanging below his butt, you know, sagging is what they call it, and you got your hat to the side, tilted to the side, and you're walking like, you know, a b-boy, you're b-boying down the block, and then you're trying to attract this Harvard woman, and you're trying to figure out why you can't attract this type of woman, take a look in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? If you go and educate yourself, like Diana said, try to better yourself in many ways, you're going to attract the better people. As being magnets, people, spiritual magnets, we're going to attract what we are. You know what I mean? If you're some hood dude, you're going to attract the hood girl. And if that's what you want, hey, but then remember, that's what you asked for, and that's what you're going to get. Don't complain. But we usually complain because we're not happy, because we're not happy with ourselves. I remember I was in a relationship, and we didn't jump in the sack right away. It was a really good relationship, and but what we did together was make lists and ask each other and tell each other what we liked and what we didn't like about each other. It kind of worked. It worked a whole lot. You know what I mean? And it was a lot of honesty. That wasn't easy to do. At least for me, it wasn't. You know, because now you're putting out there the truth, and people don't like the truth. And you might scare them away. You know what I mean? What's other ways we can stop this insanity cycle?
I think that's a great point that you brought up in terms of, you know, the list and then sharing it with your partner. I think that's an excellent idea, you know, before, you know, as we were talking about before becoming physically intimate, that's a great way to get to know someone. What do you want? Sharing with that other person what it is that you want in a partner. And having your partner read that and be able to respond, oh, you know what? I don't have that. And
well,
I don't
I'm not
going to
do that.
I'm not going to do that. Right.
Yeah, that's not me.
You say we would save a lot of time.
Exactly.
To do that, you find out real quick if you know that person is the right person for you. If you just understand what it is that you want and share that with that other person, it's real.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of us, we supersede all that real stuff and go for the surface crap, the woman could say, well, I want this in a man and that in a man, and you knowing that you're never going to be able to reciprocate that, but still, you know, you want that surface bullshit because she looks good. You're going to say, oh, yeah. You got to get honest, people. It's about being honest, not what the person wants to hear, you know, what they need to hear. Honesty is a big key, and honesty with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to step on something, like I said before, a lot of us work off of our insecurities, and that's how we dictate our actions. So we got a lot of people who feel that they don't, you know, they're not up to par, maybe physically or something like that. And they're looking for somebody who's going to make them feel pretty or make them feel handsome. You know what? Before you find that person, make yourself feel pretty or handsome. And then, you know what? You'll attract that person who truly sees you for who you are. You know, put the work in. Stop letting other people do the work for you. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like women and men too. You put this makeup on. But you know what? By halfway into the day, the makeup is not as shiny. The sun is hitting it, and you're sweating, and it's kind of like it's dripping off. And then you're wondering why people are looking at you like, yo, stop wearing a mask. Take the mask off and be you. And I'm not saying that like about like just makeup. You know, I'm talking about like people put a mask up. And you attract that mask. And then when you find out you're not happy, you're wondering what's going on because the person that you attracted took their mask off and you see them for who they really are.
And then you don't like it.
And you don't like it. Like, hey, yo, I fall. What's that? What happened?
Right.
Oh, my God. Next morning you wake up like, oh, shit. How many drinks I had?
Right. They're just showing you. They're just showing you who you are.
Exactly.
You know, and just to stay along the lines with insecurity, sometimes the people that we think are so secure are the most insecure.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there are people that are so full of themselves and, you know, and it's, you know, along those lines that you were expressing before. You know, they're going into this relationship and that relationship. But really, that's not security. Really, a secure person is able to step back and go, okay, I'm going to be alone for a minute to figure out what I did, what happened in this relationship. It's taking the moment and the time to be with yourself to figure out what happened. And so, if you want to add to that, Ralphie?
Yeah, what I'm going to add is, well, like this shows on the relationship insanity, the vicious cycle that we keep doing over and over and over again, expecting the exact same result by picking the exact same kind of people, expecting different results by picking the exact same kind of person, and it's not working and you're wondering why. All I'm going to say is people, you know, because I've said this, I have to say this to myself, you chose them. You know what I mean? And obviously they chose you also, but you allowed them to choose you, if you feel what I'm saying. You know, take your time. Do guys and girls, stop looking for that shiny little piece of gold that's going to make you feel better. People are not, you know, shiny. People are not jewelry. We're not trophies. You know, we're heart and souls. And at the end of the day or at the end of the decade, that person's looks are going to change, and then are you going to leave them because their looks change? I mean, I've seen women that are beautiful, physically beautiful on the outside, right? And then they're so unhappy on the inside, and they're always attracting, you know, something that's going to make them feel pretty or feel beautiful, and then they wonder why they're alone. And then I've actually heard this come out of somebody's face. Oh, that fat bitch is happy. How can she get a good man and I can't? Maybe she's secure with herself.
Right.
You think what I'm saying? I've heard that so many times from women and
that's
or from
right.
guys. Like, yo, how did that ugly dude get that chick? How did that ugly dude get that pretty woman? And she got a good job. What's wrong with me? Oh, my God, I hear that so many times.
It's funny, but it's not funny. It's
real.
No, it is real. And what usually follows that, you know, in terms of being in a relationship when they're unhappy and they're trying to change the other person, yo, why can't you be like so-and-so? Why can't you be like so-and-so? Stop that. That person, it's not about that person changing. It's about you changing. It's about
right.
you changing your mind, you changing your heart. You changing what's going on inside of you in order to have that kind of relationship that you are trying to find, that you see in someone else and are so jealous of because of what's happening inside you.
And the key to getting that is changing you and, you know, working on you first, not after the fact and then, you know, complaining. If you do it first, then... You know what? like that movie Field of Dreams, build it and they'll come. Build you and they'll come. You feel what I'm saying? It starts with you and ends with you. So, like, don't try to do it after the fact. Do it before the fact and you'll see some better results on who we're attracted to. But then here it comes again. You can do all the work in the world, and if your ego, you let your ego dictate to you that, yeah, I need that chick there because she got a fat booty or because she's pretty, and then you get that, and then you realize, oh, my God, she's a mess. But I'm this dude. I got a good job. I got a car. I got this, but this woman's a mess. But you hold on to it because of the booty, you're going to be unhappy, my brother. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't do it because of the cutie and the booty. Do it because of the heart and soul.
There you go.
I know that's a whole lot to swallow.
That is. It's truth. It's real. You know, that's what we're doing. We're bringing truth and realness into people's lives. So I feel that this is actually a great place to end.
That is a good place to end. You're right. It's a good place to end. And you know, we're going to have other shows on different aspects of relationships because there's so many different aspects, you know. But this is a good way to end. I felt it was a good show. We got a lot of good stuff out there. So what do you want to say, Trin? Do you want me to go first before we end? Do you want to go flip a coin? What's going on?
I'll end with the same phrase I've been ending the last few shows. You know, love who you be, and you will attract people who love who you be. And so I'll leave it there. My name is Diana Trinity Nieves. If you need to reach out to me, my website is www.dianatrinitynieves.com or www.liveyourheartstruth.com. I am an emotional empowerment coach, intuitive. I do lots of stuff. So check me out on my website. And how can they reach you, Ralph?
Oh, you forgot to say you're mad cool, too.
I'm mad cool, too.
Mad cool, son. This is Ralphie Perez, Tattoo X-Men. You can, real simple, you can just reach me out on Facebook, look up Ralphie Tattoo X-Men. You can go to www.xmental.org. My information is there. You can reach me there also. You can reach us through on the site called Through the Eyes of the Soul Radio.com. Did you mention the email, Trin? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, we got an email. Let me see if I get it right. Hold up. Don't play me. You can reach us at heartandsoul908@gmail.com. If you have any questions, statements, you want to ask something, you can reach us there. Send us an email, and we will respond to you and send you an answer. And depending on what's sent, we might just use it on the show. Right, Dee?
Yeah, exactly. At an upcoming show, no problem.
Right, exactly. We won't say your name though. We'll give you a nickname that goes with the email. But this is Ralph Lee Perez, Tattoo X-Men. We're coming to the end of the show. We're gonna close it out with a song. This is Respect by Aretha Franklin, and I think this goes perfectly with the show. We start respecting yourself, and you'll get respect from others in your relationship and every aspect of your life. Have a good night. Namaste. And see you. Well, not see you, but talk to you next week. Good night, everybody.
Namaste.
No te llamaste. I'll talk to you later, Trent. Good night, everybody.
Peace out.
Signing out. Peace.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Imagine a country where jobs are plentiful and families can get ahead. A country where veterans are treated with dignity and respect. A country so powerful, terrorism is in retreat. Our families safe. A country run by a leader whose career was built on success. A leader who isn't beholden to special interests, but to the people themselves. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.